I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. State law says that when political party caucuses meet in Montana, those meetings have to be open to the public. But political parties don't always tell the public when they're having caucus meetings. Independent journalist John S. Adams just found out about one that Democrats were planning for next month. He joins us now to talk about it. John Adams, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
My pleasure.
You wrote a story about an upcoming meeting that the Montana Democrats are planning. Why is that a big deal?
It's a big deal because this has been an issue that the Montana press and the Montana legislative caucuses have been debating for the last almost two decades. In 1995, the Montana media, 22 Montana news organizations, sued the caucuses of the Montana legislature, arguing that the public and the press should have access to their legislative caucuses. The initial lawsuit stemmed from the media's desire to access the legislative leadership caucuses, which take place shortly after the election and before the upcoming legislative session. We argued in the court that the public should have a right to see the business of the legislature as they're choosing their leadership and setting their agenda for the upcoming session. And that has been essentially the law of the land since District Judge Hansel's 1998 ruling in favor of the press. And we've kind of gone around on that with the caucuses ever since.
It sounds fairly cut and dried, I guess, at least in your eyes and maybe in the judge's eyes, that these caucus meetings do need to be open to the public. But this particular meeting, the press wouldn't have heard about if an anonymous Democratic lawmaker hadn't gotten in touch with you, right?
That's right. In order for a meeting to be truly open to the public has to know that it exists by adequate public notice. You can't be at a meeting if you don't know that it's going to happen. And so if it wasn't for a Democratic lawmaker in the House who felt uncomfortable with this meeting taking place without proper notice, I don't believe that we would have known about it.
That lawmaker wants to remain anonymous, but they told you about another Democratic lawmaker who isn't necessarily comfortable with this process.
Correct. I was notified by a Democratic lawmaker in the House who indicated that Senator Mary Sheehy Moe of Great Falls had raised some objections about this off-site, unnoticed meeting. And I contacted Senator Moe on Thursday and asked her if, in fact, she was opposed to this, and she indicated that she had made her objections known to the leadership. Senator Moe told me that she doesn't necessarily agree with the law and thinks that the party caucuses should have an opportunity to meet in private outside of public view to do certain party business. But she said that as long as that is the law, she doesn't think the Democrats should be participating in unnoticed secret caucus meetings.
So these unnoticed or secret caucus meetings, they sort of blew up before the last legislative session. I remember you sort of ran over to a hotel at the last minute and like shot some video with your phone, if I remember right. Tell me what happened there.
In November 2014, shortly after the 2014 elections, when lawmakers gathered in Helena for the legislative caucuses to elect their leadership for the upcoming 2015 session, the Republican House Caucus held an offsite meeting at night away from the Capitol at a local restaurant, and they were holding a secret unnoticed caucus meeting in the basement of Jorgensen's restaurant. I found out about it from a Republican House member. I and a fellow journalist showed up at that meeting with video cameras, and it was clear once we showed up, well, let's put it this way, they went to a lot of trouble to have the meeting held in the basement, and about 5 minutes after it started, they adjourned once we showed up. So it's clear that they didn't want public scrutiny of whatever they intended to talk about at that meeting.
I guess where we talked about the litigation over this and where the law stands now is it says that these meetings must be open to the public, but the people who hold the meetings are not required to let the public know where the meetings are. I guess it's entirely possible that this group of lawmakers, the Republican lawmakers, could regroup and still choose to have a meeting behind closed doors. That's entirely legal. And the only way we're going to find out about it is if a member of one of those parties calls you or another member of the press and tips us off, right?
Essentially, I think that's probably true. I wouldn't say that the law says that they can have the meetings. It's a little more nuanced than that. When we sued to hold the Republican GOP caucus in contempt of Judge Hansel's 1998 ruling, District Judge Kathy Seeley, who is the new judge in that court, since the 1998 ruling. Judge Kathy Seeley said she didn't, basically she dismissed our contempt motion and said, Judge Hansel's ruling said, yes, these need to be open, but his ruling didn't specifically say that they had to notice the meeting. So the whether or not they have to notice the meeting is not a question that the court has addressed at this point. So that's still, that's something that's probably open for litigation in the future.
John Adams, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
Thanks very much for having me.
John S. Adams is an independent journalist who runs the website montanafreepress.org. I'm Eric Whitney.